And stay here because you've got our next story, too. You've been a hardworking reporter today. This has to do with, you've been talking to NPR's Kim Masters about the Disney meeting, which is going on out in Philadelphia. This is the stockholders meeting, and the question is, will the chairman and CEO, Michael Eisner, remain in that job?
That's right. Topic A, Michael Eisner's performance as both chairman and CEO. Critics say Disney has lost its magic under Eisner's leadership, and that's made it vulnerable to takeover bids like the one launched last month by cable giant Comcast. Yesterday, dissident shareholders, led by former board member Roy Disney, renewed their calls for Eisner to be fired. And earlier, I did speak with Kim Masters. She's in Philadelphia for that meeting. Kim, could that actually happen? Could Eisner be fired? Take us through the voting process.
Well, today he will not be fired. Today he is running unopposed for re-election as chairman of the Disney board. What the dissidents are looking for is a big no vote, and it appears likely that they will get one. Disney has acknowledged that it might go over 30%. That's a huge number. And even Steve Case, in the wake of the whole AOL Time Warner debacle, only got a 22% no vote. So that gives you an idea that anything above 20, 25 is pressure on the Disney board to do something to get Michael Eisner out of the job as it now is configured.
And how is Disney, or even Eisner himself, how are they responding to all this criticism?
So far, they've sort of tried to stay very much on message. They just keep coming out with sort of with the same statement that they have an indisputable record of building shareholder value. And I think the record is kind of is disputable, so that's what all of this is about. But they've sort of reiterated that. And today they will give us what I assume will be a very lengthy presentation explaining how it is that they are going to turn around problem areas like the ABC network and animation and how well they're doing in certain other areas and try to convince shareholders, I think probably too late at this point, that things in fact are going very well at the company.
Mm. And how does this all fit into attempts by Comcast to buy Disney?
Well, we had a sort of a 1-2-3 kind of sequence of events here. Roy Disney was pushed off the board. I think that was a big miscalculation on the part of Michael Eisner. Roy Disney is Walt's nephew. He has the Disney name and the Disney face. He looks a lot like his uncle. And he has a very loyal following among the many, many individual shareholders who have Disney stock. It's a high percentage for this company. About 35% are just kind of mom-and-pop people who want to be part of the Disney experience. And we see that they are very loyal to Roy Disney. That was followed by the rupture of the deal with Pixar, which has been the big supplier of Disney's animated hits, notably Finding Nemo this last summer. And finally, along came Comcast. And the perception is that Disney is, in fact, struggling and vulnerable, and that does open the door to such bids. And so far, Comcast is the only bidder, but I don't think anybody thinks they've really gone away. They just made an opening offer. It was rejected by the Disney board, and I think people are expecting them to be back.
Now, you mentioned several problems that Disney is facing, including its problems with ABC. Let's say Eisner does go, that it's just his position there is untenable. Would a new boss actually change anything? Is there anything that a new boss could do?
Well, you know, Michael Eisner himself likes to say you can't fall off the floor. And while Disney is not on the floor, they have had a lot of persistent problems for a lot of years. A question like that goes to the nature of the entertainment business, where it's sort of, it's not like making brooms or widgets and figuring out how to do it more efficiently. It's trying to kind of capture lightning in a bottle. But I think the feeling among the dissidents is that Michael Eisner has driven away a lot of creative talent in recent years, a real revolving door there, notably Pixar, which is a hugely important relationship for Disney. And I think the feeling is that somebody else might be able to create a more stable environment in which creativity can flourish.
NPR's Kim Masters covers the business of Hollywood, which today is focused on Philadelphia. Thanks a lot, Kim.
Thank you.
And thank you to today's Madeline Brandt.